Now, relax and follow me down, down deeper. Finding the relaxation that's already waiting under the surface of you, and letting my words guide you a little bit. Now I say down, but ultimately, hypnosis can take you in a lot of directions. You can make a lateral move from focusing on one thing to fixating on another. You can move upward, entering the zone, achieving that heightened state of focus where you can do more, as long as it's restricted to the areas on which your focus wants to descend. And yes, it can take you down to places where you drift, where everything's a little less urgent and more powerful, easier to access your senses, your awareness. It's often a side effect of the relaxing, stilling, listening, pliable, deep, drifting kind of trance, where some of the functions your body and brain are normally doing turn themselves off or dial themselves down. It allows you time and space in which to drift, and to indicate to your subconscious that now is the time to flex any relaxing muscles. Allow them one last chance to breathe, separate, loosen, to physically stretch your body, because it may be very still when you get very deep. And then be at ease. Your entire body can sink into the tactile experience of a voice brushing over your form, entering through your ears, filling up your head and vibrating off the walls. And now desiring to go deeper, one particular direction out of surely hundreds you could go in a sliding trance. But desiring to go deeper is what brings you here. Follow me down. And I do mean a sincere invitation to follow. If I'm working with you, trancing, helping you along, chances are good I'm going to trance out a little bit too. So you can have that be something you watch for, something you keep in mind and watch out in my words for brief moments when I pause or drawl or slow down. My mind is always able to cling to the objective, always able to form a bridge, a path, for both of us, from here to there. But if you get a little thrill, or a little encouragement in your relaxation, from hearing that I'm a little drifty, a little trancy, a little dozy, because I love this stuff as much as you, well, it's all right to let that carry you further, help you along, comfort you. Let it be a comfort between us. And that's what I'm doing, affording the opportunity to follow. Here in this particular place where we work together, to train, influence, change your trajectory if you want to, and provide options for your ongoing pleasure. In this temporary escape from the weary world, you're being offered a chance to clearly draw a line in your mind between the world on the outside and the ever-deepening journey I'm going on and inviting you with me. The obligations, requirements, expectations, time, and space outside of this space, outside of this time together, they'll be there when you're done. But going deep means you should have, and I think have, made the conscious decision to mark out some time for us to spend together. Deeper. With me. Simply losing yourself in the pleasurable, ultimately freeing, focusing experience of an ever-deepening trance, counting on me to be there with you as I'm counting on you to be there listening. I don't want to speak the words into the void. I want them to be received, received and entered into your mind, each of us moving through similar processes. You've set aside interruptions, created a bubble of time in your own daily life to listen, work with my voice, turn over my instructions, and adopt and carry out those which bring you closer to pleasure, closer to an idealized vision of deepness, but one that is flexible so we can work with it. A lot of things get warm, flexible, and malleable when you slide deeper. That's why any instructions I give you are really suggestions, because you might think of a way that titillates and interests both of us more. And hopefully some of those useful ideas will pass back and forth, back and forth. Useful ideas to incorporate, because if you're taking the time to be here with me, taking time to set out apart from the rest of the day, don't you want to get the most out of it? Here, away from the weary world you follow, but I am on the same path. Following a path we set out together, for though I provide the words and the ideas, the concepts, you have to find the right ones for you. Flexibility amid the malleability. Discovering and adopting those experiences which best assist you. Picking off the menu of what I say, rather than feeling beholden to the whole thing. And as you go, it is quite common, quite ordinary, for you to see something you like even more than what I say. If I suggest a flowing river of pleasure moving through your body from the top of your head down toward the tips of your toes, and you think, why not have the pleasure spread outward, a reservoir in your chest, throbbing, beating, spreading warm, warm, soothing. That innovation, that taking what I say and proceeding further, that yes and, is a pretty key part of going into trance in the first place, and of being a really great subject. So if you want to make something even more effective for you, because you know the twisting alleys and passageways of you better than me, and then maybe I'll learn about them. Learning the lexicon and geography of you, through you taking suggestions that are malleable and warm, setting them spinning in your mind, weaving in your ears, and then letting them loose, as you're separated from the environment you were in before and you're in something, somewhere else. People can trance anywhere, anywhen. I mentioned being in the zone. People can be jogging or walking, undergoing a physical activity, and be nonetheless 1,000 miles away in trance. Some people like to wrap themselves up tightly in their heavy blankets, or to just lay down on the couch after a long day. Finding the perfect way for you to go deeper and deeper still is part of that innovating, that taking what I say and going further, dozing with your earbuds in, whatever you did to prepare yourself, whichever form it may take. It's beneficial to have some kind of little ritual, some change in your ordinary circumstances. When I'm going to record, I acknowledge I'm going to trance during the recording. I sit down near my microphone, close my eyes, open them now and then if I have to look at lines or a script, but I can hold a lot of a script in my head, especially when I'm blank and trancey, dozy, and then I'll clap my hands or snap my fingers at myself, hit record, and go. These little rituals are powerful anchors, hypnotic things that can drag you back to wherever you were, if you're feeling relaxed listening to me, and you associate me mentioning anchors with this part of the induction, then any time I mention an anchor in the future, a hypnotic anchor, you might find yourself pulled back to here, to this level of deepness if it's safe to be there. And that's what the rituals are about, reminding yourself there's a safe time and space to learn, to open your mind, absorb the words, and then to close off that space when you're done, as your mind keeps turning over everything you've learned. To allow parts of you that are vacant and receptive to be filled pleasurably with ideas, and then to process while you're doing other things, just like you might be walking or going for a jog, and yet still trancing out and doing other things. Your brain does a lot in parallel. It's wonderfully efficient at that. And there are always ways hidden, turnings you might take in your mind and find that you're going deeper and deeper down. And so you follow me down. Your mind opens, and the physical separation you introduced into your environment where you said, now I'm going to trance, now I'm going to rest, now I'm going to be in this place and experience these things together. It becomes more powerful the longer you listen. It becomes a physical boundary where you've set yourself apart, free of interruptions, free of obligations, you and I, so you can better enjoy my words, but also your mind and its additions, spending some quality time with yourself. This builds a mental separation as well. You are no longer precisely what and who you were before, in the sense that you have openings and malleability to cooperatively build onward, onward. People are very, very good at compartmentalizing and parallel processing, taking one thing and assigning it categories and qualities. The busy requirements of the outer world are part of a different category than this time we're spending together. And once you've categorized something, it's easier to reference it in the future. That's what a tag, an anchor, a hypnotic re-triggering or re-experiencing is about. So when you learn the relaxing ways I help you go deeper and deeper, the language of trance, and particularly the language between us, the touchstone of our communication, you're really instructing yourself in the ways that I will guide you and that you will guide yourself. So it becomes as if I'm speaking only to you each time you hear me say these particular words, but I really am envisioning the process by which you arrive at you, locked away in this moment. I am providing words which will be reliable and familiar. So when I say now, follow me down, deeper and deeper down, or tell you you're far from the weary world, I'm reminding you of the particular compartmentalization and separation you've undergone, that you're in your hypnotic space now, your trance time. And if you want to really spend this time enjoying yourself, if you want to get the most out of your time, going deeper and pursuing your own innovative ways to find deepness, pockets, and reserves of it, to bathe yourself in their heady, drowsy influence, moving to places seldom touched, which will become familiar friends with time, often desiring to find your way deeper. And you can think of me not just as someone providing some words which occasionally may be useful in you drugging and doping your own mind into drowsiness through its own intricacies, its own chemical response, its own existence, through using every part of yourself in ways you hadn't before. Think of me also as someone undergoing it with you. The same influential experiences. Just what you wanted when you came here and just what you'll continue to get the longer you listen and the more you feel. As you become more and more skilled at setting aside mental space and time for trance and voice to guide you down, physical space becomes less relevant, letting you just pick wherever. Trancing all the time because you're already trancing all the time because it's already built in and baked into every and each thing that we do. Everywhere we go and every when. Those tiny moments where if someone did know the secret and you enjoyed it, they could lean in and purr, some instruction, some suggestion, some reminder, some anchor, and you'd find yourself dozily bathing yourself in the same waters of trance you found, refuged and reposited in mind spaces deep, dark, and discoverable together. Find yourself covering yourself in deep suggestibility, becoming more and more. If you really wanted to listen while traveling, or in a place that's disruptive, you could. Because you trance all the time, everyone does. And it's nonetheless safe and comfortable mental separation, even if the physical isn't always there. Even if you're in part of the weary world, you can temporarily leave it behind. Go to a separated part of mind that perceives the things you want to, reacts if it needs to, but lets these words, these reminders in, lets greater comfort exist even in pocket spaces, small dimensions. And just like the repose of trance, the waters of deep, drowsy, soothing, submissive, or suggestible, or simply sleepy relaxation and depth that exist in so many pockets of your mind. When you sink with me deeper, deeper down, your brain finds those pockets, covers itself in that slowly salving, soothing, suggestible, malleable fluid, and finds ways to wash clean all the things you don't need so you can have a space. Nothing will ever be as wonderfully soothing and nurturing as when you can have both physical and mental space. But you can get very deep into trance. In fact, deep is a misnomer. Thinking of all those different hypnotic directions you can go in is a useful metaphor people have at the beginning. But in reality, we're tranceable all the time. There aren't suggestions that only work when you're very deep. There's you and how you address and how you regard the thousand contexts of trance and experience, the thousand ways a hypnotic suggestion may arrive, the trust, understanding, and rapport you have with people. So when you temporarily leave the weary world behind and enter that other space, you're always able to think of what I've said here. Think of this training and revisit it. Think of these concepts, but you'll grow to understand how they relate to you better than I'll ever know. And so as the ideal subject, you'll gradually innovate on, riff upon, and improve the suggestions I give you, which are, after all, blazing hot, malleable, sculptable. What you went into with open eyes, you know, is safer if you understand and innovate, if you take ownership, if you, like I, spin a trance into your own mind, even when you are hearing words that help with it. Only do those things that make you feel safer and better, sure. Only do those things which feel best to do at a given time. But do them where you want. Take mastery and dominion over your mind, and then give it away as you wish. Find the innovation in riffing upon the things I say. Don't treat my words like they're on a pedestal. Don't venerate them and raise them up. Play with them. The mind is a toy. Deeper and deeper. This'll help you when you follow me down now. Yes. Away from the weary world, as you begin a progressive path deeper down, deeper and deeper. Each footfall, each step along the path, even if you're out active in the world somewhere, you can step aside into your mind and follow the paths, innovating, twisting, all the alleyways, all the places where those waters of trance may rest, to bathe and wash you into drowsy, doped-up pleasure. Receptive, open parts of your mind can find suggestibility and malleability wherever it needs to be, and alterations can be made by our mutual assent. Trust me. Trust me not only with the handling of the affairs of the weary, distant past, with the ordering of the suggestibility of the now, but also to be someone who puts myself through the same things. And I want for you what I want for me. Reminding you of certain words that help you go deeper and deeper. That help you follow me down. Away from the weary world. Off to other places, efficiently absorbing everything, and you get benefit as the result. You will benefit in the result. One thought in front of the last, finding new depths again and again, carrying you forward into a future of pleasure, learning, being able to turn off most of your mind, to give greater priority to the parts that are important in the now, to focus, to order yourself. The mind is a toy, or a puzzle box, or something which, with tweaking and playing and thought and trust, can be shifted to new shapes as every new depth in your mind opens up vistas, new possibilities for training, for fantasy, for exploration, productivity. With my guiding voice to direct where you can go, so you can turn off the parts of your mind which you would ordinarily direct, which would ordinarily do the directing, because I'm going to provide the kind of words which give you enough instructions for you to only need to consider those things for a little while, and then be able to focus on the fun. You've separated yourself from the weary world. You are simply able to listen, to sink, to get the benefit of this removal from that weariness outside, this escape, following me down into relaxation. Even memories of basic things like body and surroundings are fungible, malleable, play-with-able, and less important when you're in this mind, this state of mind, but also just this mind, which is each of us meeting the other and deciding where we will walk together, for lunch, or for trance, or for play, or for a tryst. Wherever we go, it is a together plan. The details, as I may call attention to them, may come to the surface and you'll say, oh yeah, I remember that. And that's all right. Even if you don't quite remember it, another useful skill for a hypnotic subject is learning to say yes and to run with the new information. So when I give you information and input, for fantasy or for pleasure or because I'm accurately describing a universe that you're temporarily, enjoyably, hypnotically deceived about, then you can probably trust in me who's taking the journey with you to give you fun visions, to give you ideas and concepts that your brain's going to want to take on board when it's revisiting this later, when it's going to the fridge or going for a walk, and your mind turns over and shivers with pleasure and enjoyment at some concept, some idea, some shared step we took together on a journey, as you sought your desire for depth, slid deeper and deeper down, and with me on the path, followed me down.